paused to try to get at that very big question. There is a very narrow discussion to be had about a piece of new technology. A piece of new technology that is worth explaining in this context, and it is this. This is something called a 3D printer. The idea behind a 3D printer is that anybody can become a small-scale manufacturer of anything. All you have to do is download a computer file or create a computer file that has the specifications for the shape of a thing that you would like to build. You do have a limited range of the material that your 3D printer can make something out of that you have programmed it to make, but you can create a physical three-dimensional object with something that is the equivalent of a printer. Now, as yet, these things cost a few thousand bucks, but it is a relatively straightforward thing, and these exist. There are a bunch of different brands of them out there. You can manufacture something. It's neat. It's also interesting and complicated and maybe quandary-inducing when you consider the fact that one of the things that people are already starting to build with what they call 3D printers, these home manufacturing kits where you can make anything, one of the things people are already starting to make is a gun. If you think about a gun as being kind of like a car, then the engine and the drivetrain in the car, the part of the car that makes it go, the equivalent of that in a gun is the part that's called the lower register. It's the guts of the gun, essentially.